This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. U.S. President Joe Biden said on Wednesday he is planning to make a major address on continuing military aid to Ukraine. VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman reports from Washington.
President Biden revealed he will soon be making a big speech about Ukraine.
I'm going to make the argument that it's overwhelmingly in the interest of the United States of America that Ukraine succeed.
Some House Republicans oppose spending more American money for Ukraine to fight off the Russians. Biden told reporters that worries him, but he is confident enough lawmakers in both parties support Ukraine. He also said, without elaborating, there is another means by which the government may be able to find funding for the Ukrainians. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
The race to replace Kevin McCarthy as Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives took shape on Wednesday. Steve Scalise, the chamber's second-ranked Republican, and Jim Jordan, a leading critic of Democratic President Biden, both announced they would seek the post. The two lawmakers could be joined by several other candidates in what could be a lengthy and likely messy battle to succeed McCarthy. A rebellious group of hard-right Republicans led the effort that drove McCarthy out of the Speaker's chair in Tuesday's historic vote. It was the first time the chamber has removed its leader. A stream of mourners paid their respects on Wednesday to the late U.S. Senator Dianne Feinstein at San Francisco City Hall. AP correspondent Tiffany Wong reports.
Two fire trucks hold up a giant national flag with their letters in front of San Francisco City Hall, while another flag drapes over Senator Dianne Feinstein's resting casket as visitors hug it and bid farewell to the city's first female mayor. Senator Debbie Stabenow says Feinstein was a trailblazer in the political history.
Today I'm remembering my friend for all the barriers she broke